You may be seated. Open your Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 26. I got me two towels today. So if the old fluid starts flowing, I got another one in my briefcase. So we're going to get the job done today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Open your Bibles up to the book of Matthew chapter 26. And we're going to start with verse 37. If you got to say amen.
Amen.
No, we're going to start with 36. It says, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not I will, but as thy will. And he cometh unto the disciples, find them sleeping, and said unto Peter, what, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Hallelujah.
He went away again a second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Hallelujah. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes was heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed a third time, saying the same words. The title of this message is Be Diligent. Diligent. B-I-G-I-L-A-N-T. All right. Praise God. Jesus came. That means he was moving all the time. Even if he was not walking in his footsteps, he was moving in his heart and his mind, hearing from the Father as what to do. You got to be diligent in what you're doing for God.
Amen.
He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you, but he'll be with you in your diligently and in your diligence, and he'll be with you in your perseverance. He'll be with you when you're asleep. He'll be with you when you're awake. He'll be with you when you're going through your circumstance, your situation, and your trial. But God said, in spite of all these things, be diligently in the word of God. He said, sit here while I go yonder to pray. What he meant, sit here till I go pray to my Father. Hallelujah. You got to pray to God on a daily basis. You got to seek him on a daily basis. Remember, this is a new lifestyle, so you can't seek after the old. God done brought you out of the darkness into his marvelous light, so you got to find out how to abide in him and live and move in him.
Amen.
If you don't learn these things on a daily basis, then you're not diligently in serving him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. He said he took with him Peter and two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. In other words, he was in heaviness. He was sad. He was grieved. He was in pain. Huh? He was in pain like you and I. When we go through, we're in pain. It might not be any defect in your body according to the parts of your body, but it's a defect in the mind that perplexes you. and turn you away from God. But I'm here to tell you this. Be diligently with God. Because see, he knows everything that we don't know. Jesus didn't foreknow what he was going through. But he was diligently in walking in the path of his Father. Let me tell you something. He was on a daily basis looking to hear from his Father. That's why he prayed. If you want to hear from God, you got to look for him. You got to pray to him. You got to go after him. You got to seek him. Seek him means to be, to worship him or to be about looking for something. Glory to God. Instead of the plate at your table, look for the plate at this table. Hallelujah. Instead of worrying about your job, glory to God, keep your mind stayed up on him and he'll give you perfect peace according to what you need on your job. Hallelujah. You got to be diligent. God is a true God. He's not somebody to be taken lightly. We got his breath of life in us. And God is holding us responsible for living holy before him. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. He was in pain. And then he went on to say, glory to God, he said, my soul. In other words, he said, I. Talking about himself, he said, myself. Hallelujah. He wasn't talking about the disciples. He said, myself, I'm in pain just like you are. I'm suffering just like you are. I'm full of sorrow just like you are. Somebody praise God. Hallelujah. I'm looking for my next step just like you. Hallelujah. I'm looking for my next victory and I got to go to my Father to find it. You got to go to God to find your next step, your next walk, your next speech, your next talk, your next attitude, your next disposition. God had it all. He said, my soul, he said, it's exceedingly. In other words, it's very sad. It's grieved all around. Intensively sad. When we get up every morning, there's always something to face. Number one, it starts with self.
Amen.
But you can do all things through Christ who strengthened you.
That's right.
You're going to go, listen, Jesus was in pain. He was going through. But he was perfected by the Father in going through because he called on him. When you call on Jesus, he'll be right there. That's that perfect one that went all the way to Calvary and was subject unto death. Hallelujah. You can make it with Jesus. You can't make it with your circumstances, your situation. You can't make it with your job. You can't make it with your loved one. But you can make it with Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said this. It's sorrowful even unto death. The soul, the seat of what? Feelers and desires, your emotion and all this stuff. See, Jesus had all this. Everybody thought Jesus was holy. No, he wasn't when he was walking on this earth because he laid down all of that in heaven and sent by God down here, glory to God, to find out how to go through this stuff so that you and I can be saved and set free. I'm so glad that he went through. Hallelujah. He went through so that I could have a way, so that you could have a way, so that you could know the truth, and the truth will set you free. He went through, glory to God, so that you could be healed. He went through so that you could have joy. He went through so that you could have peace. He went through so you could have his love. He went through so you could have the life and have eternity. Hallelujah. He went through so that he can, so that the Father can send back the comforter. Hallelujah. If he didn't go through, the comforter couldn't come.
Right.
I'm so glad he come, because every now and then he taps me on his shoulder and directs me and bring this word to my remembrance so that I can go through and be saved. Come on, get God. Glory to God. He said, tarry. Word tarry means to abide. If you abide in me, I'll abide in you. Glory to God. He said, tarry. That means abide. He said, abide. Glory to God. Ye hear and watch. Watch means to be diligent. Tarry here, abide here, and be diligent with me. Glory to God. You got to abide with God. If you want what God has for you, you got to abide with him. Glory to God. You can't abide with nothing else, because everything else, glory to God, don't have the power that God left for you and I. That's why he said, behold, I give unto you the keys to the kingdom. And you up on this earth, you can bind whatsoever you may bind and loose what you will loose, glory to God. Why? Because he said you can stand up on the surface and up on the scorpion and every evil thing that come behind you. God said, I've taken care of it through my son. So all you got to do is take up your cross and follow him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Watch with me. You got to watch. Glory to God. It don't mean stand around and look. Watch means you're moving, living this life. Watch mean that you're going on about your business. Watch mean that you're doing your daily activities. But you're watching with Jesus while you're doing it. Glory to God. So that the enemy can't come in and sift you like wheat. Because if you hold on to his unchanging hand, God will bring you through. Your day may be hard. It may be suffering like Jesus was. Glory to God. But the perfect one is working in you and I. Glory to God. So we can make it. I don't care what's going on. I don't care if the sun don't rise. We can make it. I don't care if it don't go down. We can make it. I don't care if the moon don't shine. We can make it because we have that love in us that come from the Father. Come on and give us that praise. Watching me. Me. You know what God said? Watch for me. The sacrifice. Hallelujah. The sacrifice. Glory to God. The Bible says he sacrificed. And he did what the scripture said. Present your body a living sacrifice. That's what Christ did, Lord God. Just for you and I, so that we can make a presentation. Culpable shock, just like he did, Lord God. Present this body a living sacrifice unto the Holy One. Unto the one that sacrificed for it, Lord God. Present your body now a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable for him. This is our reasonable service. To lift him up and to praise him. And to glorify his name. That's what prayer is all about. It ain't about give me this and give me that. It's about worship. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, and he went a little farther. See, you can't stop serving him. You just got to go a little farther. When your trials are beat up on your pastor, go a little farther. You got to aggravate this old guy called Adam. Glory to God. Go a little farther. Hallelujah. Step on into the kingdom. Glory to God. Go a little farther. Hallelujah. Lift up Jesus. Pray a little bit more. Worship a little bit more. Lift up his name. Go a little farther. Glory to God. Glorify him. Glory to God. In your walk and in your talk. And lift him up. And when you look up, the smoke will clear and you'll see victory. Come on and give God some praise. He said he fell on his face. Hallelujah. And began to praise the Father. Jesus, the affections, his affection was interrupted with. It was interrupted. But Jesus knew that in order for him to do what the Father had sent him to do, he had to confer with the Father.
Right.
In order for us to get through this life, we got to talk to Jesus. Jesus, how did you do it? I read your scriptures and it said you went through, glory to God. You talked to the Sadducees and the Pharisees that was against you, that said you was not sent from God. Jesus, how did you do it, glory to God? But I'm here to tell you, he did it, glory to God. He walked among us and he taught how to do it and he showed us how to do it, glory to God. So all we got to do is look unto the and the finisher, and we'll know how to do it. Where is he? Right here, glory to God. If you look unto the author and the finisher, glory to God, you'll find your way in this life through Jesus Christ. Come on and give it that way. Fell on his face and he prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father." How many of us do that? Oh, God. I done been in this trouble like he don't know. Like he don't see. Like he didn't foreknow. He already foreknew about your pain. I come over shock out the sorrow and the grief that you go through. God already knew about this before he created the heavens and the earth. He knew your earthly name, Komomo Shaka, and he knew the name that he was going to give you when you answered him, glory to God, when he drew you by his spirit. He already know the name that he's going to give you. It was the sign of the Most High God, glory to God. He said, "Whosoever will, let them come." And to them he gave the power and the authority to become the sons of God. I don't know about you, but I'm a son. I'm a great son, glory to God. I'm not perfect, but the perfected one is in me. I'm still his son. Oh, God.
Yeah.
He said, "If it be possible, let this cup pass." And that's an illustration of what we're going through. I don't like trouble. I'm a peaceable guy, quiet. But when I get agitated, I'm not quiet. Hallelujah, because I just don't like to be messed up. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus was going through. He said, "If it be possible, let this cup pass." Because I can't stand no more of this stuff.
Right.
All of the stuff that they are going through. Father, I can't stand this walk no more. Glory to God. If it be your will, let me get out of this.
Yeah.
Why don't you just send down my glory, send down some angels to bear me up, glory to God, and take me back into the throne room to sit beside you.
Yeah.
But what he didn't know, glory to God, at that time that he was going through, that he was preparing the kingdom down here in the throne room that we can sit on with God, glory to God. God on the right hand, we are on the right hand of the Father. We are on the right hand with Jesus Christ, glory to God, here on this earth, living his life, glory to God, that he perfected all the way to Calvary unto death, glory to God. He carried that perfection of the Father and he made it through and he laid down that life, glory to God. On his head, he said, "It's all over." Don't tell me you can't make it, glory to God. You're here today because of God. You were here yesterday, it doesn't pass because of God. If you be here in the future, it'll be because of God. You need to lift him up and praise him and glorify his name in every breath that you take, in everything that you ask God. You got to ask God willingly with a desire in your heart to serve him. Come on and give us a prayer. Nevertheless, not I will, but thy will. In other words, not as I'm willing. I don't know about you, I'm not willing to go through. If I get around it, I get around it. But I find out you can't do that with God. Jesus didn't go around. He tried it right here. He didn't go around. Glory to God. Thank God he didn't go around. Hallelujah. You and I will still be going around. Matter of fact, we wouldn't even be here. Glory to God. I'm glad he didn't try to go around. Glory to God. Because the power that was from on high, glory to God, that was up on him and propelled him, glory to God, not to go around. Because if he went around, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have the life of God. But because he went straight through with the perfection of the Father on high, and that's what we got to do down here on this earth. We got to go through this life all the way, glory to God. Finish this lifestyle with the perfection of Jesus Christ. Come on and give us a praise. Hallelujah. Guess what he had? He had the AIDS. That's the word I found. AIDS, AIDS, offered by whom? The Father. We got this. Let me change the word AIDS to power. He had the same power offered by the Father. We got the same power offered by the Father through Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Directed by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You can't leave that third person out, because he's the one here on earth right now. He's the reason the earth is still together. He's the reason we are still here. He's the reason we got the power. He's the reason because we got the authority. He's the reason we can walk up right now. He's the reason it's all in one, glory to God. And we are one with them, glory to God. And when we're abiding with them, we are the most powerful people up on this earth. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. The physical death of Jesus was the essence of his sacrifice. It was not the whole. That means it was not a whole. Because when he finished it, in came eternal life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We didn't get it before the cross. We got it after the cross in the resurrection. We got that eternal life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When he laid down, we laid down.
Yeah.
It was all for you and I. When he arose, we arose.
Yeah.
In the resurrection,
yeah,
with eternal life. I don't know about you. I got a desire that I can never ever let go. Because I'm looking to see the face of the one who sacrificed for me. Glory to God. I'm lifting him up now, glory to God. But when I see him, we're going to be as he is. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said he cometh unto the disciples and find them asleep. They did this intentionally. They were asleep intentionally. They laid down. I don't know about you, when I lay down to sleep, I'm doing it intentionally. Because my body needs some rest. Hallelujah. But Jesus kept on keeping on. Hallelujah. He didn't lay down. He fought the good fight.
Yeah.
And while they were asleep, he was fighting for them. That's why when you lay down, you're safe. You can rise up and be safe. Why? Because Jesus did it right there, glory to God, while they slept. He kept them by the power of the Father. He came back and he found them sleeping in the eyes of heaven. And Jesus came back another time and they were still asleep. Jesus said, go ahead on and get your rest, glory to God. What he was saying, the fight is about to begin for you, glory to God. When I finish, Calvary, your fight begins, glory to God. So go on and get your rest, because it's not going to be physical, glory to God, but it's going to be spiritual, glory to God. So lay down and get your rest so that you'll be able to hear from me when you have need of it. Come on and give us a prayer. Hallelujah. He said, what? You couldn't watch with me, And now some people can't even pray 20 minutes. It really don't take no hour to pray. It's all about worship. Hallelujah. Into his gates with thanksgiving, into his court with praise. Hallelujah. Don't come in there, God. I asked you this yesterday. God, 20 years ago, God said you still praying about the same thing. That means you don't trust me. That means you don't believe in this word, Lord God. You don't believe I'm the healer. You don't believe I'm the one that can deliver you. You don't believe, if you don't believe in these things, you don't believe you have salvation. Because you don't know it. You're still calling on him about this and about that. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things that you are asking me about day in and day out will be added unto you. Sing. Mean to worship. To be able to be endeavor. To seek. You got to seek God to find him. You can't know him in Matthews. You can't know him in Genesis. That's just part of it. That's why it's 36 of these books. And at the end of it, you won't still know all about him. Come on, Moshaka. But it's enough right here to get you through. It's enough right here to meet your needs according to his riches and glory. It's enough in this book, glory to God, to heal the sick and to open the blind eyes. It's enough in this book, glory to God, to raise you up off that sick bed. It's enough in here to deliver you out of the hands of your enemy, glory to God, and set you in a wide praise to God that you can be blessed. Come on and give God some praise. I'm getting ready to close. Jesus said, watch. That is, be diligent. Watch and pray. Pray what? Pray to God. Worship him. Praise him. Glory to God. That's the greatest desire that is. See, if you worship him and praise him, you ain't got time to ask God for the food on your table. When you sit down at the table, just pray and thank him for the food that's on your table. That's worship. Hallelujah. You ain't got time to put the shoes on your feet and say, God, I thank you for this shoe. You had them on yesterday. You got to worship God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And enter his gate with the thanksgiving. Glory to God. I call Shaka. And enter his court with the praise. And praise him. Glory to God. And when you start praising God, you'll slip on into worship. It's that pray that you enter, that you don't reason with yourself, that you don't reason with temptation. See, Jesus went through the temptation in the wilderness, glory to God, when the devil told him that man, I'm not talking about the one with the forked tail, glory to God, when the old man told him to make these stones turn into bread, glory to God. He told the old nature, he said, man shall not live by this or this bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the Father's mouth. That's where he got it from, glory to God. He said, when it comes from him, you can make it, glory to God. Hallelujah. And glory to God, right now in the garden, he's in agony. Another temptation, glory to God. Hallelujah. That the enemy is coming to. Put sleep in their eyes. Put things in their way, glory to God. But Jesus went through this agony, glory to God, so that you and I might be free. Hallelujah. So he did everything. I said he did everything. He said, watch and pray that you're not in temptation. The spirit is indeed willing. He said, but the flesh is weak. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. The spirit is indeed willing, but the temptations and the trials, you're letting them become a physical infirmity. We do. We let these things hurt us every day. That's why Paul said, none of these can't move me. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to hurt. Let me hurt, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I got Christ. Glory to God. If I got to walk with a limp or a cane, give me a cane. As long as my soul is right. If I got to drive on vehicle that needs some tires on it, let me drive, glory to God. But my soul is right with God. Come on, Moshaka. If you got to live in a house that you can't fix that, glory to God, because you don't have the finance, glory to God, your soul is right with the one that got the finance and own everything in this world. Come on and give us some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's nothing but carelessness when you get caught up in your trials. I'm getting ready to close on this time. Hallelujah. God. Oh, God, sometimes I understand now why they put the sign. The unknown God, because they didn't know him. Glory to God, but we know him. And the power of his might, we know him. Glory to God. That's why God said, be ye steadfast, unmoving, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Glory to God. Like Jesus was, he was in about the Father's business. He was always abounding in the work. When they slept, he was abounding. Glory to God. That's why when you sleep, God is abounding in with his safety. God won't let the enemy come in. He won't let those break into your home. He won't let those that break in, glory to God, steal you, glory to God. He won't let them steal your car. He won't let them steal anything off your property. Why? Because he got his hand on it, glory to God. And when God got his hand on it, it shall not be moved. Come on and give us a break. Hallelujah. Don't be careless. People are careless with the word of God. When God already said, I've made a way of an escape.
Yeah, right.
I made a way of escape for you. You know, the enemy, he tried to blind you in that.
Yeah.
He keep you all, keep you reasoning with yourself.
Yeah.
Talking all day long.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. In your heart, in your mind, he's talking. Setting up his throne, trying to. Hallelujah. He's trying to convince you that it's God talking and not him.
Yeah.
That joker's still trying to hide like he hid in the garden. Hallelujah. But Jesus gave us power to pull down that stronghold. Glory to God. He gave us power when the veil was ripped. Glory to God. That was the end of the glory to God. And you saw who you was dealing with. That's why Paul wrote that 7th chapter. Glory to God. He saw who he was dealing with. Glory to God. That's why he said, I'd much rather glory in infirmities and in trials and circumstances, situations. Let me hurt. Because I got my Father. Let me hurt because I'm going to finish and reach the mark. Let me be sad, glory to God, because the old nature is talking to me. But I pulled down that stronghold and I can see clearly. So I'm saying to you today, be diligent. He prayed, he said, oh my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Sometimes we ask God for things we don't ask over and over and over again. That's our prayer life. It's really not a prayer life. Asking God for things over and over again. When Jesus said, if it won't pass from me, let thy will be done. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, Pastor Keys and Pastor. Let me go on through, glory to God. I can't get nothing on this side, but if I step through, I can get that which I did not perceive, but I know it comes from the Father, glory to God. It may be what I have need of. If I step on through and I pass from this place to the next place, that's why Jesus said, let me go yonder.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And pray.
Was I not with my son in the dark places? When he went through, I was there with him. Even as he was sorrowful and wanted the cup to pass away from the problems and the situations to pass away, I was yet with him. And I encouraged him, and he looked past his circumstances. He looked unto me, the author and finisher of his faith. And he moved on. And he moved past the situation, and he moved into my will and into my purpose. And my purpose was for him to lay down his life that the many brethren might be brought forth. And I call you to do the same. Look past your circumstances. Look past the dark places. For I am yet with you even as I was yet with him. And the Comforter is with you all to lead you and to teach you to move past the sadness, to move past the pain, to move past the hurt, to move yonder into my blessing, to move yonder into my favor, to move yonder into the circumstances that I have created for you. For I've created blessings, I've created a way out, I've made an escape for you. But look unto my word, look unto the one who I have sent unto you. Even as I was with him in the garden, I am with you in your garden, and I shall bring you out even as I brought him. For ye are connected, ye are my kids, saith the Lord.
Come on and give God some praise.
We are connected. Glory to God. And his will shall be done in spite of. You may try to hinder it by drawing back and reasoning with yourself, but his will is going to be done. So I'm here to tell you, be vigilant. Don't fight. Not that kind of fight. Fight the good fight. Hallelujah. Hurt and move on, glory to God. Hurt and worship, hurt and praise, glory to God. Hurt and lift him up, glory to God. Let the world laugh at you, glory to God. It's going to laugh at you and kick you in your teeth. But you go on and smile, glory to God, and praise God and lift him up and give him the glory and the honor and the praise. And God will come to your rescue in due season. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Everyone stand. I should quickly come down front.